Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Jordan Royburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. And Jordan, what a different aspect of the market we're going to be talking about when it comes to gold right now compared to where we were just last week. There are a lot of bullish comments last week about this breakout, or at least some of the gold bugs were calling it a breakout from that downtrend line, really from the peak of last year. But you even said last week that this isn't a true breakout. You went through a number of reasons why it wasn't a true breakout. And, well, sure enough, we started off this week and gold is just getting hammered. It's almost completely ruining the monthly chart as well, because for the first 2+, almost 3 weeks of this month, gold was moving higher. And in a matter of a few trading days, it's given up all those gains. Gold's pretty much flat on this month, but I think more importantly is the sell-off that we're seeing near the end of the month totally changes the perception into the gold market, at least I think from those on the outside looking in. Jordan, what do you take away from this sell-off now in gold from those so-called breakout?
Well, we are still clearly in a correction. I mean, the hope was that gold would close the month above that 1820, 1825 resistance. And at the same time, I was hoping it would trade up to 1900, because that would signal somewhat of a change in character in the market during this correction. But if you look at, and I know you guys are going to post this chart, but gold, if you look at that trend line, which gold has touched 5 or 6 times, you know, this sell-off is like the others where gold, it hit a peak and it kind of softened for a couple of days, and then it just cracked for 2 or 3 days after that. So this is similar to what happened in the summer. So that's disappointing. And yes, we have to be careful about calling these little moves breakouts. So it was a 4 or 5 month breakout that gold had. And obviously there was a lot of time left in the month. I didn't think it was going to come all the way back and fail like it did, but it failed. So we're back in a correction. And one point I noticed when I was doing a flash update last night, so gold rallied about $150 from this October low, but the stock market also rallied at the exact same time. So $150 rally in gold during that period, it did not make any progress against the stock market despite that rally. So that's another factor. And that's something that I was mentioning, like if gold's going to break 1900, it's going to have to outperform the stock market. And so, I mean, that was another canary in the coal mine, but you know, we're back in a correction. We're 17 months into it, or about that much. I don't think it's going to last a whole lot longer, but we're back in correction mode, clearly.
Yeah, Jordan, it's sad to report that, but I would say that it was a ray of hope for the gold sector that it had broken above that 1836 level. It had tried 3 times and it finally did close above it on a weekly basis and had gotten above that 1850. But falling back down to the 1780s proved that those levels did not hold a support. Even the round number of 1800 didn't hold a support. Even the 200-day moving average didn't. So this has been more bearish than many were expecting to close up the month of November. When you look at the monthly setup now or the weekly setup on the longer-term charts, what areas of support do you see coming in? What levels do you want to see hold?
On the monthly, around 1700 is a important monthly closing level. And at the same time, the weekly, I would say 1750. I mean, gold held 1750 so many times. And now all you need is like a couple weeks of hard selling. And that now we have to worry if it's going to be able to hold 1750 when 2 weeks ago it looked like it was going to hold it under almost any circumstance. But that's how these corrections in these range bound markets can work. They're really frustrating. So that's what I would look at, 1700 on the monthly, 1750 on the weekly. But you know, I feel pretty good about that 1675 support level. And, you know, we've been correcting enough that even if we broke below these support levels, that wouldn't concern me that much, especially because, you know, in the last couple of weeks, some sentiment indicators were pretty encouraging. The net spec position a week ago did get a little high, but I thought there was enough juice to push up to 1900 before it got to an extreme. But, you know, with a little bit more of a correction and more time, we should clean out a lot of the speculators that jumped on that $150 rebound. But even though the technicals are iffy right now, I feel better about some of the fundamental developments that are lining up, I think, for next year.
So those fundamental developments kind of goes back to that comment you made that for as well as gold did, that 100 $50 plus dollar move. It didn't pick up anything on the U.S. equity markets. Are the U.S. equity markets to you looking a little top heavy? We've talked to a lot of people that have outlined the fact that breadth is weak and some of that upward momentum has waned from those markets. But again, gold's correcting even harder than the market. So gold keeps on losing in this environment. Is that what's crucial for early next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, you either have the rate hike catalyst or you have a stock market decline. Maybe you'll get both at the same time. But looking at the stock market, we talked about this in September, but unlike September, there's a couple differences. Unlike then, we're seeing fund flows. So in the last like 2 months, we've seen a huge amount of capital just plow into stocks. So that's a key difference. You know, money-based sentiment indicators are quite a bit extreme right now. That you couldn't have said that 2 months ago. They weren't quite there. And now the number of new 52-week lows is really starting to pile up. So that's much worse than 2 months ago. I mean, 2 months ago, you had other breadth indicators were really worrisome, but you didn't have new 52-week lows anywhere close to a spike. And I don't think they're close to a spike right now. I mean, they probably will spike when the stock market does correct, but they're starting to pile up. We're seeing more and more. So these are different factors compared to a couple months ago. So I, you know, looking at that, I feel optimistic that we are going to see a stock market correction next year. Maybe it'll be in 6 months, 1 month, 3 months. I don't know, somewhere in there. And at the same time, Corey, if we're looking at, you know, the potential for the Fed to start hiking rates. I mean, I noticed yesterday that it's about a 50-50 chance that they're going to hike in May. And I noticed that even in March, March was up to, I want to say, like a 27% chance of a hike. I mean, that's been zero for a really long time. If you think about March, it's actually in early March. That's only 3.5 months away. And so May right now is only less than 6 months away. So still a little bit of ways to go to that point. But, you know, we're getting closer and closer to that. The market keeps is pricing in, you know, a slightly more aggressive Fed as the days pass. And one thing to keep in mind in a lot of the historical data based on these Fed rate hike cycles, that gold does have a decline into these cycles. And what we're seeing now, or at least in the last week or two, that could be the decline that we tend to see for, you know, whether it's 4 months, 7 months, or 5.5 months, the data varies. This could be the start of that decline potentially. And, you know, coming from a peak of nearly 1880, you know, that's a decent level. Just taking the median of this data of the last 4 or 5 cycles, the pre-rate hike decline would take us down to 1600, which sounds really bad. However, if you take the average rebound, that would take us back to pretty close to the all-time high, you know, around the end of next year. So, you know, I'm a lot more optimistic now about next year. I think it's going to be a good year for precious metals investors. We just might have to deal with, you know, a little bit of weakness and selling this winter.
Yeah, Jordan, I think you make a great point there, and it all lines up with what we've seen in the past. The rate hiking cycles generally are good for the precious metals when they happen, but there's generally a sell down before them, and the general stock markets are generally racing to new highs before they start, but rate hiking cycles are not friendly to the general markets, and that could be the very catalyst next year, and whether it's March or May or June doesn't really matter. The markets are forward-looking, and when we get closer to that date where the hike is going to happen, that could be the catalyst that takes the general markets down, and then gives precious metals a boost. One other question I have, though, is the U.S. dollar. It's been really strong lately, Jordan, and it doesn't have to be inversely correlated, but it's not generally friendly towards the precious metals or the commodities when it's going higher. It's at 96.88 right now. What do you make of the stronger U.S. dollar?
My guess would be it's going to peak around the time the Fed starts to hike rates, because we've seen this, again, I think I mentioned it, I don't know if it was on this interview or another one, but the rate hike data, it's strongest for gold and gold stocks, actually for gold stocks first and gold second. But after that, it's still fairly strong for the dollar. If you look at the dollar historically, it does tend to decline after the Fed starts these new rate hike cycles. So that would be my view on the dollar. It's obviously, it's broken out. It's at a 17 or 18 month high and it's trading above all the moving averages. So I think that's the trend that's in motion. It should continue, but that's what I'm looking for. I think you could see it reverse when the Fed starts hiking rates.
So, Jordan, we take a step back here, and I realize there are these bullish arguments heading into next year, but the fact of the matter is gold's been correcting for a year and a half, and quite frankly, investors want returns now, and we all see what's happening in the market with other sectors moving higher and still a lot of liquidity in these markets. What do you want to say to the precious metals investor that's saying, the data seems like gold should be going up? I don't understand why gold is underperforming. It feels like every other asset in the market. Gold is still right around 1800, which is historically a strong price level. But for how long this correction has gone on for and how much money is being made in other sectors, it's reasonable for the gold investor to feel broken in a sense.
Well, that's how sentiment works. It usually follows price. And I mean, it's much different than when we peaked, when everybody felt like they were on top of a mountain. Everybody wanted to get into every financing. Everybody was convinced we're going to go to 2,500, 3,000. You know, we're in a new bull market. You know, the only thing that surprised me with this correction has been how poorly gold has performed relative to the stock market. That's been the huge surprise. But we're building the handle on a 9-year long cup pattern. And the cup and handle chart, you know, I wrote about this. It's a super, super bullish pattern. And it's going to serve as a launching pad for the sector for many, many years to come. And, you know, the handle could take 18 to 24 months. It could take 21 months, depending on how you measure it. You know, we're 17 months into it, I think. So I'm not that concerned about that big picture. It's been able to hold above the 38% retracement of the move from 1050. So very big picture, things are still lining up well. You know, fundamentally, there's a couple of important things. I noticed an interesting chart on Twitter where it was looking at growth expectations, you know, the market's consensus growth expectations and inflation expectations. And if you look, the growth expectations for GDP during the gold correction, it was moving up steadily. So inflation was moving up a little bit at the same time, but gold underperformed, or it's corrected. It had this huge move. It needed to correct. Real interest rates blew out to the downside. They weren't going to keep declining. And at the same time, the market was expecting stronger and stronger growth for the economy. And that kind of environment is always bad for precious metals. However, that same chart, if you look at the last couple months, growth expectations have peaked. They're starting to turn down, and the market is also expecting inflation to be a little bit higher next year, as it's not going to be transitory. So those factors are more supportive of gold next year, and I'm not worried about it at all at big picture. I mean, this cup and handle pattern is super bullish. Like I said, it's going to serve as a launching pad. You know, the measured upside target is around 3,000. But if you look at the logarithmic target, which is you're just using the percent instead of the simple math, you know, that upside target, depending on how you measure it, is 3,700 or 4,100, to put it at round numbers. And that, if you look at historical cup and handle patterns, there's not that many, but if you look at those in major markets, the market tends to go well beyond both those targets. So this pattern for gold, it's super bullish. And like I said, it's going to be a launching pad, not just for the, you know, a couple years after it breaks out, but for years to come. And, you know, another thing to consider, the secular bull market in stocks hasn't ended yet. And, you know, I have this chart that I like to post where I look at gold or gold stocks against the stock market, and you look at the CAPE ratio. And when you get these peaks in the CAPE ratio and you get secular peaks in stocks, that's when gold and gold stocks really outperform. And we haven't even got to that point yet. It hasn't even started. That's why I say the real bull market in gold hasn't even started yet. So I know people are really disappointed. They're really frustrated. But, you know, we're going to have a good buying opportunity coming up over the months ahead. And I think when we're talking here 12 or 13 months from now, we're going to be steadily higher in the gold price, you know, probably 2,000, 2,100, somewhere in that area based on the rate hike data. And, you know, people are going to be hugely bullish at that point. So you have to be patient, look at the big picture and let this play out. At the same time, you have to be smart about the companies you buy. You can't just assume every gold company is going to do really well and that the bull market is going to save you. You know, we've seen that over the last 18 months. So I'm not saying, you know, take out huge bets. You have to be calculated about what you're buying and, you know, your risk parameters and all that. But I'm hugely bullish for next year and over the years ahead.
All right, Jordan, we'll wrap it up here. Let's hope that all these bullish comments and bullish outlooks next year do start to take hold, preferably even earlier on next year, which I know might be a bit of a long shot, just because the sector's been washed out and beaten by every other sector. So it's been a pretty long year, actually. Unfortunately, after what was a pretty good 2020, but again, second half of 2020, also a bit tough. But hey, could just be more or less consolidation after that nice multi-year run that gold had. Jordan, thank you, as always, for your time, buddy. We'll chat again next week.